Gerlach says Alaska's cool climate and isolated location has for millennia helped protect wildlife and the people who subsist on it from many of the diseases that thrive in warmer, lower latitudes. Diseases that periodically cull large numbers of wildlife species that live there. But he says that's changing.
We're not isolated from what's going on in the world. We're in a center of a lot of what's going on.
Gerlach says diseases are now hitchhiking into Alaska through global commerce that brings livestock and other agricultural products here, as well as travelers, newcomers that bring their household pets, and wildlife species that are slowly moving north as temperatures increase here and worldwide.
Globalization is just not moving food, it's moving animals, it's moving products, and it's moving disease.
Gerlach told about 100 farmers and others at the event at Delta Junction High School that they need to be alert for any signs of the diseases showing up in their livestock. And he says they also need to be aware of the health of wildlife species that live or range around their farms or ranches, because wildlife is a major source of many of the diseases that can pose a threat to both animals and humans.
We're seeing some things that we've never seen in the past. And not just in isolated areas, but they're all over and reaching up here in the state.
The main vector for most of those emerging diseases is ticks. Gerlach says different species of ticks have been showing up in recent years around Alaska, apparently because they, like their hosts, are now able to live and even thrive in the warmer climate that's set in around the circumpolar north.
Introduced ticks don't have just impact on one animal, but it has impact on a lot of different species when they move up here.
Gerlach says researchers have in recent decades identified 5 new species of the parasites in Alaska. They include the Pacific black-legged tick, the American dog tick, and the brown tick. Also, the Lone Star tick from the southwest, now showing up in northern states. And he says one was recently found in Kotzebue.
So the fact that it's up in those areas that used to be way too cold for it means it's adapting to those areas, and it means that we're at risk for those things here.
And the winter moose tick, which has decimated populations of moose in Maine and Minnesota.
This is one that Fish and Game is extremely worried about, is this winter tick or the winter moose tick. And the reason is it's been spreading throughout Canada. It affects just not moose, but any other ungulate. So black-tailed deer, caribou, whatever.
Gerlach says other diseases on the list of concerns include Mycoplasma ovipneumonia, which is transmitted by animals in direct contact with each other, and chronic wasting disease caused by the exchange of infectious agents called prions between animals. Gerlach says there's an outbreak of the wasting disease among a rapidly growing species of deer in Alberta and Saskatchewan.
That population is one of the fastest expanding populations of wild deer. There's a 40% infection rate in the deer there.
Gerlach says as the number of farms in Alaska increases, so too will the chances of disease transmission from wildlife to livestock. And he says as Alaskans grow more food locally, both for their consumption and for sale, they must maintain high standards to protect public health. He cites the case of a child in Fairbanks who contracted salmonella 2 years ago by handling a chick.
So that does put a risk out for someone who's selling product from their coop in their backyard. It's something to think about.
Gerlach urged farmers to contact his office if they suspect their animals or wildlife on the other side of the fence are diseased. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.